It's hard to like figure out how best to introduce this guy. You know, he is the man behind Sacred. He's a visionary, a renaissance man, a cultural ambassador, a mezcal mastermind. Lou Bank, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dave. I'm just the guy who shares good drinks with you. That's all.
Well, you know, that's what you do. But, you know, you are. The other thing, I've seen your business card. It has all of those different items on it. And you are calling us from Mexico right now. I know that we sort of think, we take it for granted that everybody just, you know, our rock bands can travel the world and do world tours, that everybody just loves everything we do. But they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico, do they?
No, they have a different holiday called Gracias Giving.
Is it the same day, or is it, I mean, just out of convenience?
That's just me being a smartass. You know they don't have that.
I know.
Just another day.
I know, but with you there as an ambassador, maybe you're inspiring them. I didn't know.
You know, honestly, like they were celebrating the revolution this week, so there was all the same traffic. They had revolution traffic instead of WWE wrestling traffic, which makes me wonder, is that like, are there pile drivers and cocoa butts going on the interstate?
Am I missing this? Well, I'm sure the Nacho Libre has a great tradition there, so you never know. You never know what you're experiencing. So you and our mutual great friend Dave Hammond, who is down there, is a great traveler as well, and this is not the first time you guys have celebrated Thanksgiving. So there, you're there together, you know, in the spirit, but there south of the border. What did you guys have?
Oh, well, obviously you have to have turkey, right? And I don't know if you caught David's post to Facebook where he was bemoaning turkey, but I felt turkey and cranberry were in his sight lines, and they were both like, he hates them both. So I went with this smoked turkey, because, you know, Mexico and smoking meats, and I got this smoked turkey from a butcher down here and then brought it up to temperature using a sous vide because, you know, I don't have a smoker in my Airbnb. But then with the cranberry sauce, I think this is the most interesting piece of the meal, even though I didn't think it was the most delicious, was with the cranberry sauce, instead of just cooking the cranberries with water, we used pulque.
Whoa. Okay.
This is where you ask what pulque is.
I was about to, but I figured you'd just pick it up and be like, yeah. And then I'd figure it out through the context. What's pulque?
So pulque is a fermented beverage made from the sap of the uncooked agave, right? So you get, you cook the agave, you convert the potential sugars into sugars, and then you ferment and distill that to make tequila, mezcal, a bunch of different spirits. But instead of doing that, the way that they made alcohol from agave before the Europeans landed here was they just literally harvested the sap, the agua miel from the plant, and you get like 5 to 10 liters of it a day, and it'll go on for 6-9 months, and you ferment it open air, and you get something that's sort of like kombucha, sort of like beer. It's a little bit thick, a little bit viscous, but when it's fresh, it's absolutely delicious, and when it's old, it's terrifyingly sour. But cooking the cranberries in that, I thought was an interesting way to pair the two different traditions.
Right, and get some of those local flavors in on things. And so to let the listeners know, for Sacred and Lou Bank, you know, he's there enjoying, you know, some of the accoutrements on the cuisine side of Mexico, but does a lot of real work there supporting the world of mezcal and supporting the communities that create it. So is this a trip that combines both business and pleasure, or are you doing some real work as well?
Oh, I always do real work. You know, I can't come down here and, right? Like, it's what speaks to me about Mexico is the potential for protecting the biodiversity. And, you know, I don't want to come off as somebody saying, hey, you shouldn't be drinking tequila or mezcal. But I think we need to be more mindful of how we drink it, when we drink it, because in essence, we could be harming the biodiversity of these beautiful regions if we're not cautious. You know, you and I are friends with the folks over at El Bandido Yankee Tequila, right? And they do a great job of supporting the community so that as you're drinking their tequila, they're also helping to make sure that those communities are being supported. So, you know, when I'm down here, I'm visiting those places and talking to those men and women in those communities to ask them what their problems are, what they imagine the solutions of those problems are, and then what the resources are that they need to implement those solutions. So I do that in between, you know, making cranberry sauce for David and heating up his smoked turkey.
And keeping dogs hydrated. I saw the picture of the dogs drinking the puka, right?
So, oh, my goodness. Yeah, that dog was so happy.
Well, it reminds me, yeah, spring break when I was 16, that's when I first realized that they don't really check IDs of kids or dogs down there. And
so, there you go.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, as far as, you know, some of that goes on the mezcal side, in the way that you support the community. Small Business Saturday coming up tomorrow. These communities, yeah. It is kind of unique to the mezcal world, right? Where the individual families and the communities, they are a small business with mezcal.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, there's a great business in Chicago called Moreno's Liquors. They're down on, I want to say, 26th Street around the 3500 block. And it's a family-owned liquor store that's been around since the 1970s. It's widely recognized as one of the 100 best liquor stores in the country. And it's a gem in Chicago that if what you want is to support a small business, right there, that's a small business, and they do an outstanding job of obtaining spirits from families in rural Mexico so that you can go and buy spirits made by small businesses at this small business. It's really this kind of perfect symmetry.
Yep, and that's all happening right here in Chicago, making it relevant. Lou Bank is from Chicago. He is in Mexico and doing the people's work down there, supporting the world and those families in mezcal. And as we let you go, Lou, give information about Sacred as far as like the website for people to learn more information. We got about 30 seconds or so. Kind of fill us in on how to keep up.
Yeah, sure. Go to sacredagave.org. You'll see we've got a whole bunch of campaigns going. Our big push right now is to preserve the at-risk language Ixcatec, which is the native language in Santa Maria Ixcatlan, Oaxaca. It's in danger of disappearing. If there are fewer than 10,000 people speaking the language, they call it at risk. They've got fewer than 1,000 who are speaking this language. So we're trying to raise funds to build a school to preserve that language.
And then the website for Sacred. And then also, too, give a shout-out, too. You guys do a great podcast, kind of sharing your adventures along the way.
Sure. So the website is sacredagave.org. And then you can also learn more about agave spirits in rural Mexico on the podcast Agave Road Trip, available wherever you get podcasts or at agaveroadtrip.com.
The best in the business. He is south of the border, making it happen in a bunch of ways and always bringing that higher power to what he does. Lou Bank, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy Black Friday.
Thanks so much for the forum, Dan. I do appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.